From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama announced Wednesday that American troop strength in Afghanistan will remain higher than he planned through the end of his term. Mr. Obama says the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. More than 8,000 troops will remain in the country despite earlier plans to drop that number to 5,500 by the end of the year. An inquiry led by former top civil servant John Chilcott has declared the invasion of Iraq 13 years ago unnecessary. In its official report, the panel said Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein represented no imminent threat to Britain or the Western powers. Chilcott blamed politicians, intelligence officials, diplomats, and generals for their role in the invasion and for the conduct of British forces in Iraq. The report excoriates then-British Prime Minister Tony Blair. On Wednesday, Mr. Blair took responsibility for taking Britain into war.
For all of this, I express more sorrow, regret, and apology than you may ever know or can believe.
Tony Blair also says the world is a better place because of the removal of Saddam. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to grill FBI Director James Comey Thursday concerning his decision to recommend no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server as Secretary of State. Comey has been called to testify before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is scheduled to go before the House Judiciary Committee next week. This is VOA News. European Union lawmakers endorsed plans to bring together the EU's Frontex border agency and national border management authorities to help manage the flow of thousands of migrants trying to enter Europe. Under the plans, national authorities will continue to manage their borders on a day-to-day basis, but if their EU external borders come under pressure, they will be able to request assistance from the European Border and Coast Guard Agency. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry flew to Tbilisi Wednesday to sign a new joint military and security agreement with Georgia. The agreement assures Georgians that the U.S. will help them defend their borders. Kerry will also discuss security matters with Ukrainian officials in Kiev before joining U.S. President Barack Obama in Poland Friday for a summit of NATO leaders. The Syrian army declared a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire across the country Wednesday, coinciding with the festivities that marked the end of the month-long Muslim observance of Ramadan. Speaking to reporters in Tbilisi, Georgia, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the declaration of a ceasefire. He appealed to all parties to honor it. Military sources say two suicide bombers struck a military base near Aden International Airport in Yemen Wednesday. At least six people were killed. Security sources say gun battles followed the explosions as militants tried to take advantage of the confusion. The attack came on the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius was sentenced to 6 years in jail Wednesday for murdering his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp 3 years ago. Judge Thokozile Masipa cited mitigating circumstances such as his remorse, the time he spent in jail for his original sentence, and the fact that he was not wearing prosthetic legs at the time of the crime in reducing the prescribed minimum sentence of 15 years. The U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division will lead the investigation into the fatal police shooting of a black man Tuesday in the southern U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Alton Sterling suffered multiple gunshot wounds to his chest and back in an altercation with police outside a convenience store. Rights organization Amnesty International is urging Kyrgyzstan's government to release Azimjan Askarov, a human rights advocate serving life in prison. Askarov was accused of being an accomplice to the murder of a police officer during several days of ethnic violence that took place in southern Kyrgyzstan in 2010. He was given a life sentence 3 months later. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.